The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Episode 22 of Two Chairs No Waiting. David Browning Interview Part 1. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I'm Alan Newsom, your host. And we've got a real treat for you tonight, or today, whenever you happen to be listening to it. We've got the Mayberry deputy himself, David Browning. David Browning, for those of you that don't know, he's the Barney who appears at Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and at a lot of different events with corporations and big Mayberry events as well. He also was the guy who Don Knotts himself would request to have open shows for him as Barney. So that says a lot right there. There are, I'm sure, a lot of good Mayberry Barney impersonators out there, but David Browning is, well, he's the Barney impersonator as far as I'm concerned. David is, he's the one that kind of got me started doing Floyd. Well, not kind of. He is the guy who got me started doing Floyd the Barber at these Mayberry events, and we love him. So the interviews with David are going to be breaking up into three parts, probably. I have to see exactly how long they are. So be sure and tune back in the next couple of episodes to hear the other parts of with David. And I'd love to hear from you comments about these interviews and the other podcasts as well. You can email me at floyd@mayberry.com, leave comments on the website, or better yet, call. Leave a voicemail at 888-684-8415. And without further ado, let's get in there and hear what David's got to say about how he got started as Mayberry deputy. All right. We have with us tonight David Browning, the Mayberry deputy. And we've been trying to catch up with him for a while, and we finally caught up with him. We're down here at West Palm Beach, Florida. We just finished a Mayberry event this morning. And David, we're glad to have you with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here with you, Alan. It's nice to finally do this.
Well, David is the one who got me into doing Floyd. But tell everybody how you got into doing Barney.
Well, I've been a performer all of my adult life, and I'm sure you've mentioned Tim White on here before with the VW Boys, and Tim was one of the original, I think one of the early members of TAGS, and he called me up at one point. Actually, I was inducted into his Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. I was one of the early members, and I think he charged $1 then to join, and I sent him my dollar, and then I was there, I was in his club, and and soon after that, I was working Parks and Recreation in Bristol, Tennessee, and Tim called up and asked if he could have a Mayberry meeting of his fan club and try to encourage other people to join the fan club. And Jim Clark actually came and set up some T-shirts and books and things like that. And soon after that, I let him have the space in our building, and he had the meeting, and he called me up and asked if I would do a takeoff on Barney Fife, because the Darlin Boys were coming. The Dillards were actually going to do a concert, and I had not done the character before at that time, and so I went around and went to the sheriff's department, police department, fire department, and got all this stuff together, and went and kind of improvised my way through the evening, and met Rodney Dillard, of course, and Doug, and Mitch, and Dean. They were wonderful to work with, and Rodney told me that night, he said, friend, he said, if you were in Branson, he said, you could get some work. And I got thinking about it, and later on went to work at the Outdoor Drama in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, and as time went by, Jim called and invited me to that event in Nashville back in, what, 91? 91, and I went and mingled in the crowd, and that's where I met Don Knotts, and Don called me into his dressing room on the second day, and I was scared to death to meet him, and but I did get to meet him, and he suggested that if I put together a 30-minute stand-up, then maybe on occasion I could open for him. And that's how it started. And in 94, I opened for him the first time and gave notice. I was actually directing the outdoor drama in Big Stone Gap at the time. I turned in my notice after I directed the play, and that season, I've been doing it full-time ever since.
That's great. I remember being at Opryland at that event, and I didn't know you, but I was there just watching and from the crowd, and I remember seeing this guy get on stage dressed up like Barney. And I can remember sitting there with the people I was with, and we're all leaning around. Man, look at him. Look at his mannerisms. They're so much like Barney.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I really didn't know what I was doing. I just, my performing has always, included a sense of recall. And when I'm performing, I'm just kind of running in my mind favorite things that I've seen different people do. And Don Knotts is certainly one of those people that can be your favorite. And at that event, it was just a matter of recall and, the sniffing and that kind of thing and tapping the gun. And I think the best thing I did at that event that got Don's attention, TNN was there. You remember they had the picnic? Mm-hmm. And I thought the best thing that I could do is to get the people who were waiting to get Don's autograph. I marched up and down. All right, you people, let's get in line down through here. You got an important man you're going to see up here. Yeah, show a little decorum up here. And Don loved it. He loved it. And I didn't know her at the time, but he sent Francie to get me. And she said, Mr. Knotts wants to talk to you. And, man, I just about dropped my teeth. I thought, I'm in trouble now. Wow. But God has really blessed me with this thing. Yeah.
He's blessed us all with you doing this. It's been great. Now, the first time you did get to perform with Don, was that at Milligan? Was that where that was?
Milligan College. And if you recall, I think you came to that.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of our Mayberry friends that came, some that have come and gone and been active and then not active. But I remember that night so well. We had about 1,100 people buy tickets to see Don, not to see me, but... I think the greatest psychological thing I did that night was I saw the stage, and Don had come out and rehearsed a little bit, and I was just in awe of him. And in my mind, I thought, well, I'm not going to get on that stage. I'm going to perform down on the floor and reserve the stage for the star. And I think he appreciated that. And we always did that. I think we did a show, just the two of us, in Cincinnati. We did two shows at the Spirit Square in Charlotte, and I never went on the actual stage. I tried to perform down in front, and that was just a respect issue, and I had such great respect for him.
Well, it was, I'm sure, a big deal for you, too, because here's Don Knotts actually requested that you perform at these events, because Don didn't do Barney, and he wanted you to do it, right?
That's exactly right. Don did his stand-up, a lot of the routines that he did on the Steve Allen Show, and from his LP recording of, what is it, An Evening with Me. And he had forgotten about the sportscaster skit, and I encouraged him. I said, I really wish you would do that. He said, you really think so? And I said, yeah. He said, well, I think I can do it. And, man, he nailed it every time he did it. And, of course, it was his routine. He was just a genius of timing and expression, and he never got rattled on stage. You know, he had the reputation of being that nervous character, but that nervous action was a controlled comedic skill that he had. If you watched him, I tell people all over the country that just being around him, and you can echo this, was like a master's class in how to be. And how not just to be a performer, but how to be. He made a big impression on my life.
I did a podcast a few weeks back, remembering Don Knotts, and I was telling stories about when he would work. You were talking about the rehearsal with the drummer that he would perform. He performed a pantomime, and he would work with those drummers, and just watching how he behaved to put those people at ease was amazing.
It was a remarkable talent beyond his skill of performance to communicate with people in a gentle way that made them feel like they were the most important people in the world. And that is not something that comes easy. It's something that you work on and you develop. And I don't think I've ever seen anybody as good at it as Don was. And so, like I say, it was like a master's class. You just... if you can approach people and put them at ease, approach your audience and put them at ease, then it's a win-win situation all the way around.
Wow, that was great, wasn't it? We'll be hearing some more from David over the next couple of weeks. And again, I'd like to hear from you, so drop us a line, leave me an email, call me something. You know, call me at 888-684-8415. floyd@mayberry.com is my email, or leave a message at mayberry.com/podcast. Any way you'd like to get in touch with us, please do. And remember, if you got anything you want to buy, visit our sponsors at weaversdepartmentstore.com, because they really are the ones who keeps this podcast and all the other things you see at mayberry.com alive. So drop by and see them. We'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.